Welcome to SaaS Blast, where we focus on taking intentional and strategic actions to expedite your progress toward achieving financial goals. Whether you're a startup founder, a finance enthusiast, or just curious about SaaS, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Carla McRae. Today, we're discussing free trials for software as a service companies. Now, you know that phrase, try it before you buy it? It's pretty common in the SaaS industry. And consumers are looking to try a new software, an application, or a streaming service before signing a contract. This provides them with the hands-on experience with your service and helps them understand the real value of the product and how it will improve their life. Now, at the same time, it gives you the ability to collect data. It's a great opportunity to track your user behavior, understand some pain points, and really optimize the onboarding process. SaaS companies in particular are uniquely positioned to take advantage of free trials as a part of their customer acquisition strategy. Now, obviously, it's much less common with companies that do things like manufacture tangible goods, although there is some industry trend that's becoming more popular with things like the Amazon Try Before You Buy programs, but that's primarily stemmed around clothing. So let's start here with just discussing some free trial strategies. The first one, the free trial, the most common one. You obviously see it at streaming services. That's where I would say I'd see it the most. It's the try without subscription model. It helps companies maximize their reach and increase their engagement with their potential customers. The negative aspect to the free trial is customers use the service for a short period of time and don't subscribe. Y'all remember when Yellowstone came out? I may or may not have participated in the free trial, but didn't intend on subscribing. But a positive to the free trial is after the free trial is complete, you have a better chance of knowing what your recurring revenue stream is, since those customers have now moved to a subscription payment and presumably like your service. It's just keeping them from churning afterwards that becomes the next focus. Now, another strategy under free trials is what's called a paid trial. It streamlines the free trial process. It typically includes an upgrade path for a small payment up front. Now, customers will get full benefits for that small cost with that opportunity to upgrade later. And the positive thing here is that it typically increases your revenue by adding more paying customers. However, big negative, it's a low adoption rate. A lot of customers that don't yet understand the value or benefit aren't really interested in paying for something up front. Now, another strategy is called the freemium model. A good service I can think of, Jira. Jira is a great one that you guys are going to be knowledgeable about. It's this basic features of a free tool or service with options to upgrade to a premium version that has additional features for an additional fee. It gives users the flexibility for that a la carte menu and only paying for the features that they need. And a huge positive on the freemium model is it can increase your customer base pretty quickly and introduce new customers to your product. You also have a larger pool of potential buyers. Huge downside with this one, freeloading, right? Customers that'll take advantage of the free service without ever turning into paying customers. And the huge piece here is that they can overwhelm your resources and take attention away from your actual paying customers. Now, how long should a free trial last? It obviously shouldn't be too short because you might not give customers enough time to test out the product, but shouldn't be too long either because you don't want them to forget that they have it, or even worse, take advantage of your free services. So an ideal length in industry here is somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks. It's enough time for your customer to get used to the product and make an informed decision with a deadline. Now, when do free trials not make sense? If your product has a complex or lengthy deployment process, think of these as like a 30 to 60 days to go live. Or if you require a significant amount of manual data entry or a multi-step process, free trials really only work if a customer can deploy it successfully on their own and very quickly. Now, let's talk about the financial reporting of free trials. Yes, the stuff I like to refer to as the nerdy stuff. Why is it important? A big word here, stakeholders. If we're thinking about best practices here and the potential to put you in alignment for possible future capital, You got to have reliable financial information and results. You got to be able to support an accurate valuation, and it gains you a huge edge in negotiations. Free trials are handled a little odd in the reporting. If you think about it this way, you're still providing a service which you would be earning revenue on. You're just not being paid for it. And if you want to have transparency to see the impact of that service provided, you got to take credit for the revenue you would be earning. Pun intended on the word credit there. The transaction is recorded as revenue, and yes, again, you aren't actually being paid anything, but here's the kicker. There's an offset to the transaction. In accounting, we like to call this a contra account. It's an account used in the ledger system to reduce the value of a related account. If we think through a quick and easy example here, if you're providing a free trial that maybe is $100 on a monthly basis in a normal circumstance, you would record the $100 revenue, and you record a contra revenue for free trial of a negative $100 against it. So the net effect here on your actual financial statements is $0. However, the difference is now you can actually see the value of the free trials you're providing in your financial accounting ledger. There is advanced subscription management systems that can automate and streamline this process for you as your free trials become more complex. This is a completely different topic and treatment from the situation where there's an annual subscription that's under contract and you provide a first month free. That's essentially just a payment plan adjustment. It's treated differently in your reporting, and it's not really a free trial, even if you choose to call it that. So to enhance the importance of the reason for reporting free trial in this manner, it comes down to tracking costs. Let's remember that the cost of a free trial include things like hosting, customer support, marketing, personnel, et cetera. And so obviously there's additional impacts to your cost and expense if you support free trials. The conversion of paid subscriptions, if it doesn't match the cost after a period of time, then your costs may actually outweigh your benefits of your free trial. So it's a big reason to be tracking these things separately. Now, the benefits of a free trial are great for both the customer and the company. But the bottom line is free trials are effective because the longer someone uses a product, the more likely they are to keep it and purchase it. So with that, thank you for joining us on SaaS Blast. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach us at saasblastjourney.com. That's S-A-A-S, blastjourney.com. And continue to join us as we accelerate your financial journey together.